Hello, everybody. Welcome to HoustonTexans.com podcast. Defensive end Mario Williams was a guest on Sirius Satellite's NFL Radio. The name of the show, Moving the Chains.
Mario Williams, defensive end of the Houston Texans, is joining us right now on the program. What's happening, big dog?
Not much. How you doing?
We are good. How are you?
I'm good. Just actually eating some peach cobbler.
You got some ice cream with that?
And ice cream. There you go.
Is this before practice?
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. What time is it in Houston? It's only 11:20, dog. Come on. Hold on. No, you know what, Pat? Mario is one of those guys that eats anything he wants, keeps his body fat under 5%, and is a freaking Hulk when he takes his shirt off. We got you, dog.
Now, we also found out about, as soon as Mario said he was eating, the first thing I thought of was his college roommate up there in Buffalo, who called Mario the
McCargo.
McCargo calling you to Felix Unger, the guy who kept the place neat, did the dishes.
McCargo. Yeah, that's kind of funny.
It's true, isn't it, though? You were the one. You did the only guy living in a house off campus doing the dishes.
No, it wasn't nothing like that, no. But I just didn't like to have, stuff just everywhere, you know. So that's not a bad thing, though.
No,
it's a good thing. Mario likes to know where things are. Hey, talk about taking a player to school program and JCPenney and the NFL teaming up. Talk about this. Did you do it already? Are you going to do it? Just kind of talk about the experience.
Yeah, I took the player school thing. I did that Tuesday. And, man, that was just – it was phenomenal. It was I went in there, and I was kind of thrown off guard because I actually had to read a book. And it was just like – it was hard. Like, for some reason, it was hard to read a first-grade book.
And,
I mean, seriously.
Come on, dog. Clarify.
No. Listen.
Please.
It was just – it was hard in the sense of, like – it was just, I've never, just read to, like, a whole bunch of kids. And I know it's nothing but kids. But
public speaking strikes.
It was just crazy. It was crazy. That had to be the worst time ever. Like, the worst. I mean, I'm not in, like, the experience. I'm saying, like, that probably was, like, the hardest, most, like, nerve-wracking time I've ever had to read in front of people.
Was your brow beaten up?
Yeah, like, I started sweating and everything.
Were the pits working?
Though. I don't know why.
Were the pits working?
Yeah.
Hey, well,
yeah, but it was great, though.
What'd you guys do in terms of, what was the boy's name or girl's name that took you to school?
His name was Jack. And the only thing we did was, like, we came to school, and, saw the kids, like, as soon as I came in, like, of the whole school. Then we went to class, and, pretty much we just, we were actually doing a stocking. And that's what we were working on. But before that, I had to read to the class. After that, we went to the auditorium, and basically, I just talked to the kids. And then after that, we went out and we played some games. We did, threw the football, did the ropes. We did jump rope, rolled dice, like big dice that whenever you get the number, you had to do like a certain amount of sit-ups, certain amount of push-ups, things like that.
You know, when I was teaching school a long time ago and the guys from the Jets would come by, what always amazed me when you got to that part on the playground or in the gym, how many kids were just trying to cling to you?
Yeah.
Hold on to your arms, your legs. You got eight kids on you.
Yeah, trying to take you down. Yeah,
trying to climb that mountain is what they're trying to do.
Try to get Mario to the ground.
Yeah,
hey, you're bringing the heat pretty good, kid. You're doing a great job rushing the pass this year. When I look at the pass rush and the pressure on your team, it's easy to see that they're bringing all the protection to you and you're beating it anyway.
I mean, pretty much just trying to do anything that we possibly can as a defensive front, basically to try to spring somebody free. And then, we're just trying to work harder. I mean, because a lot of teams are doing max protections and quarterback stepping up and things like that, so it's harder for a defensive end when you got a quarterback stepping up all the time. But, we're just trying to work harder and play harder and get it done.
Here's what's wrong with a defensive end, and when you got everybody behind you, especially your corners that are out with injury, things are much more difficult. You've still got 8.5 sacks going into week 14. Mario, physically, you've had it since you got in the league. I think we all realize that. In covering some of your games last year, your rookie season with Houston, I saw a guy that was physically with an opportunity to dominate, but a guy that really hadn't quite understood the nuances of the pro game. I see a different player now. What's going on with you from the neck up?
I mean, pretty much it's all about being comfortable And I think last year, I think I had just about everything that could possibly happen.
Yep.
So I took that, though, with actually a good sense of I'm glad it happened. Because and coming into this year, beginning this year, you know, I was very glad that it happened because I was like, you know what, I can't, what else can I see, you know, or what else can really happen, you know, besides, you know, something very drastic. But, I mean, I just knew that, you know, I've seen pretty much everything that can possibly happen. So now it's just basically being more comfortable and just feeling more, just feeling better about myself when I'm out there on the field and I can recognize things without having to actually think too much about them and react to them after that.
Nice challenge this week against the Bucs offensive line that's playing pretty good football right now, and a guy that started the year as the number three running back on the roster has become their bell cow. Talk about the running game and obviously Jeff Garcia getting back into the lineup. Some of the problems that Tampa Bay will present offensively.
Well, first off, you know, up front, I mean, their offensive line works great together. They're very young, but they're very physical, and like I said, they work very good together. So we are going to have to be technique sound and just play our best game, you know, better than our A game. We're just going to have to come out and play ball. Then you got that running back right there that he brings it to you. He breaks the line and he looks to run somebody over. And, I mean, he's running very hard, and, you know, he's taking advantage of the opportunity that he has, being that, like you said, he was the third back at the beginning of the season. And then you got Jeff. I mean, he's a vet back there running the whole show. And he's one of those guys that don't shy from the pocket. And like I said, you know, as a defensive end, you know, when you got a guy that likes to stay in that pocket, you know, you just got to get back there and move him because, you know, he'll just step up and throw the ball all day. So our challenge is very from what I would say, this would be the biggest challenge that we've had this year.
Mario, to the listeners about you, a couple things. The 8.5 sacks, easy to see. Congratulations, you're going to get the double digits. But the 40 tackles, when I think about your football team, you and Amobi on one side, you know, I they're running away from you. So when I see a guy like you getting 40 tackles, you're starting to chase stuff down from behind. And that is fun for a lot of defensive guys.
Yeah, it really is because not just only, you know, just going and getting the tackles, but it's just one of those things that, you know, running across the field to make a tackle is just, I don't know, it just makes you feel good, you know.
And then you got a chance to strip a ball because that ball is going away from you when you're on the backside of it.
Yeah, man, that's number one thing that we definitely need. And we've really been talking about emphasizing is that, you know, we got to create more turnovers that go positive. You know, turnovers that we get, and we take it 30, 40 yards, touchdown, whatever. We got to get more of those to help, you know, put our team in the best position to win.
Mario, we really appreciate your time, man. Thanks for joining us. Best of luck against Tampa, and congratulations on what's been a very productive year number two for you in pro football and quality stuff with the kids, man.
Thanks, guys.
You're doing it all the right way, Mario. There's a week left in the voting for the Pro Bowl. Throw a vote for Mario. He deserves it.
No question.
Thanks a lot.
All right, big dog. Yep,
thanks.
Get those Pro Bowl votes out there and get the right guys over to Honolulu. 8.5 sacks, Pat, and you do see a different guy. And as I made the point in talking to him physically, it's why he was the number one overall pick.